Obama, Michelle Obama, and their daughters Malia and Sasha have just stepped off Air Force One. They've arrived at Aldergrove Airport in Belfast. The President is on his way to Enniskillen for the G8 summit. His wife and his two children are on their way to Dublin. Now back here, health insurance costs are to go up by 30%. Private hospitals will close. That's been the reaction to the Minister for Health's plan to start charging private patients for staying in a public bed in a public hospital while getting private treatment by up to €1,200 a night. But James Riley disagrees. Here he is on The Week in Politics yesterday saying that health insurers are exaggerating and that they should look closer at their own costs and charges.
Yes, and they're scaremongering, what's more. The insurers have done not enough, in my view, nowhere near enough in relation to addressing their costs. We still are paying for procedures along the basis of what it used to take to do them. I'll give you an example of one. There's one procedure that used to take 2 hours. It now takes 20 minutes, and we're still paying the sort of money we used to pay for it when it took 2 hours. We're paying per day instead of paying per procedure to the hospitals. There's no proper, robust auditing. 65,000 people left insurance last year, and yet the claims went up by 14%. Now that is a clear example of not controlling the cost of what's happening in the system.
That's James Riley on The Week in Politics yesterday. Fergus Clancy is a member of the National Council of the Independent Hospital Associations. He's also CEO of the Mater Private Group. Fergus Clancy, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
How much threat are the hospitals that you represent, particularly the Mater Private, under as a result of this measure?
I think many hospitals are under very serious threat. We're not looking here at the possibility of hospital closures. We're looking at the inevitability of hospital closures if the Minister forces this legislation through. If he does force premiums up by 30% in this way, hundreds of thousands of people will be forced to join the 200,000 people who've already had to give up their insurance. You don't need to be an economist to know that if a market contracts to that extent, service providers will close. So it is a very, very real threat. There's 8,500 people, Gavin, working in private hospitals around the country today. They know the pressure that hospitals are under. They know how real the risk of hospital closure is. Their patients know how much they depend on the care they get from those hospitals. And they can't understand why a Minister for Health would adopt a policy that forces people to give up their insurance and forces private hospitals to close right at a time when we as a community need all the help we can get to deliver the care that people need.
He says there's no need for health premium to go up by as much as 30%. He says that health insurers are scaremongering. They should look at their own costs and they shouldn't be passing on as much of that to customers. Hasn't he got a point?
The 300,000 people who are predicted to leave, the 30% increase, is the best guess of actuaries, and that information is coming forward from the Insurance Federation. Whether it's a 25% increase in premium or a 30% increase in premium or a 35% increase in premium is hardly relevant. Whether it forces 250,000 or 300,000 people out is hardly relevant. What is relevant is that this proposal, if forced through, will significantly damage, if not destroy, the private health insurance market and damage our health services beyond repair. We've little doubt about that. This is a very significant threat.
Health budgets are contracting. There is a need to get as much money as possible, as you would understand, for private care in public or private hospitals. So what's the alternative here?
There are a number of alternatives, and I agree entirely with the Minister that the relentless focus on cost is essential. This proposal, though, is about driving up cost, not reducing cost. No matter what way you look at this proposal, it will increase the cost of health insurance and force people out of the market. I would make the point, the Minister sets the price that public hospitals charge the insurers. That's a right he has under legislation. It's not a negotiated price. He has increased those prices that public hospitals charge insurers by over 60% since 2008. In the same period, private hospitals have reduced prices by about 8%. The efficiency of private hospitals is actually well understood, and I think people acknowledge that private hospitals are very efficient organisations, certainly when compared with some of the public institutions. The Minister is right to look for more efficiencies, but driving up health insurance premiums and forcing people into the public hospitals is not the way to do it.
Fergus Clancy, member of the National Council of the Independent Hospitals Association. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. It's a minute to nine.